is baking bread. Baker man is baking bread.
Well, welcome to the Dafydd Welsh Premier League, and Cardiff Met are rising like a tasty focaccia, aren't they? And it's all thanks to the Baker Man. Chris Baker, what a wonder goal, surely goal of the season. We'll be hearing from him after he scored that strike in a second. We'll also hear from Andy Morrison after they tame drill, after their fantastic effort. And more importantly, look, there's a weekend of fantastic football ahead. Me and Jonah are going to discuss that in a second with a game-by-game review. But first, Chris Baker, the man who scored a wonder strike that made Met win again. Here he is.
Yeah, not a bad way to get off the mark for the season. I'm just delighted for the boys, you know, like you said, we've had a really tricky start, and to come away with 9 points in a week, it's testament to the boys. We've got a strong belief in the camp. When the chips were down, you know, we haven't changed things. We trained the same, we trained harder, and if anything, we're reaping our rewards now. I just hope that we can carry on this form.
And on a personal level, you haven't been starting every game. What a way to make an impact.
Yeah, exactly. I started the first six, and dipped in form, in injury as well, just before the Connors Key game, missed that. So obviously today, to get my chance with about 40 minutes left, absolutely delighted to be on the score sheet.
Started the day at the bottom of the table. You're up to fifth now. What can we expect from this Cardiff Met side between now and the end of phase one?
Listen, we've got two men in our changing rooms that will that'll keep us really level-headed. You know, we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. I just think we've got to take it a game at a time, and then see what happens come the end of the season. But listen, 9 points in a week, absolutely delighted.
And a great result for Gap Connors Key, who suddenly found their shooting boots, and they needed to against a real side who have been perking up of late, didn't they? Here's Andy Morrison after that game.
You know, maybe should have had one or two more, but you know, you just got to get over the line in them games. The pitch is just, for me, it's dreadful. It stops you moving the ball quickly, and we've got to do something about that. We've got to make it quicker and sharper so that we can move it. But you know, both your big men score a goal, you've got, and a clean sheet, you've got to be delighted.
Maybe result of the weekend for me was actually Carmarthen. Okay, they lost 2-1 against TNS, but it was the fact it was 2-1, a fantastic result for them, bearing in mind the amount of goals that TNS have been scoring of late. And of course, we had a bit of a party at Maesteghi, didn't we, on the Friday night? Well done, Maesteghi. Excellent attendance for a 1-1 draw against Bangor on the 3G turf debut. Now, let's look forward to the weekend. Jonah joins me, and it's Friday night football again. It's Druids against Real this time, Jonah. And of course, both sides will be itching for a win. Real, because they lost the other day, and Druids need to pick up some points now, don't they?
Well, this is the acid test now for Niall and his new squad he's put together to go to somewhere like Kevin Druids. Druids have been doing okay. You know, that'll be a tough place to go for them. It'll be the type of game where both managers think they can win, both set of players think they can win. So anything could happen here Friday night. Home advantage might just edge it the Druids' way for me. Huey Griffiths, he'll want his team to get back on track with a victory, and I think they just might edge this with home advantage, but don't be surprised to see if the Lily Whites were to take the spoils as well.
Now, two sides that have known how to bang them in over the past couple of weeks, Aberystwyth and TNS. Aberystwyth, of course, putting five past Carmarthen recently. TNS scoring for fun against quite a few sides. How's this one going to go?
After getting defeated in the live game and saying they didn't play as well as he wanted them to play, all you need is now is TNS at home. You know, everybody knows how well they're playing. But yet again, you know, they turned in a performance only 10 days ago to stick five on Carmarthen, which it was a revelation of a result. So if they could produce anything like they did on that night again, you know, they have to have a chance. They're at home. If you're going to play TNS, you know, and you've got any chance of beating them, it's usually at home. So, you know, it's a big test for ABBA. TNS, once again, warm favourites to make it 10 out of 10. That'd be a magnificent effort on TNS's behalf. So I'm sure both camps are eager for the game.
Now, the Scorio game is Llandudno against Airbus. Now, this one's going to be interesting, Jonah, because Airbus picked up some points the other day. Llandudno have been, well, tepid in their form, haven't they? So how is this one going to go?
Well, Airbus again, two wins in a week. Brilliant for Airbus and the new manager. You know, he was under pressure a couple of weeks ago. He needed a win, and he got two results in a week, which is fantastic for Tomo. You know, congratulations to him. You know, he'll think his team can take on anybody now. Llandudno have had a little bit of a slippery time at the moment, but I expected Llandudno, you know, he did fantastic last year. We've already said, you know, they got into Europe in their first year. I thought they'd even out a bit.
And then we have three o'clock Sunday kickoffs. Bala against Newtown, back on the 3G at Maes Tegid. How's that going to go?
Bala Newtown is a massive game for Newtown now. I think they're at the foot of the table. They need to get something from Bala. And unfortunately for Chris Ujo, Colin Caton will won his Bala to get back on track in a chase for a European spot. So I think Bala will start as favourites. But it's a great fixture, Bala versus Newtown at Maes Tegid. They had 800 there last week against Bangor. Let's hope they can get at least half that in the crowd this week. I see that most probably as a home win for Bala.
And it's also Bangor against Met and Gap against Carmarthen.
Bangor and Cardiff Met, three wins in a row. They'll be going up there. I know they're starting to do things the right way. Christian will have them up there on Saturday night and they'll prepare well. But Leggy, I'm sure, will be looking forward to getting back on home turf to play the Met, and it'll be a real entertaining game, I think. They're both, you know, fit and fast set of players on both teams. I just think it'll be a tall order for the Met to go to Bangor with Bangor's crowd as well. It may be a bit of a surprise if the Met take anything from this, and I just see Bangor might, you know, they'll need to win now, Bangor, to stay in the top three. So I think Leggy's men, you know, with Nardi Yellow and Jamie Reid up top, could cause a few problems, and I just see them edging a tight game, but a home win most probably for Bangor. Gap, Connors Key and Carmarthen. As we said, Gap, now they're in my eyes, they're firm favourites for second place. And Andy Morrison's team will most probably still have an eye on first place. Don't worry about that. He'll say there's a long way to go and plenty of games to go. Carmarthen did well. As we said, they only got defeated 2-1 by TNS, but two hard games in a space of a week. It's really, you know, they couldn't have come much worse, the two fixtures for them. But again, if they're at their best, they can take something from the game.
Well, my thanks to Jonah for his views there, as ever. All the scores will be tweeted out through various club and WPL official Twitter accounts throughout the weekend. And we'll be back next week. Don't forget, two other podcasts for you to get your ears around this weekend. Already a Welsh Cup first round podcast out, and coming up soon, a Nathaniel MG Cup preview.